With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Are you a lifelong fan of General Hospital? Are you a new fan who wants to know more about the history of the show?
Do you enjoy talking about the show with others?
Do you find yourself yelling at the TV?
Is your self-care an hour a day in Port Charles?
If so, we invite you to join hosts
Amanda Kimmel
and Shannon Coach at the place where all the hidden conversations take place and secrets are revealed.
Meet us at Pier 54,
a General Hospital fan podcast.
Hello.
Hi.
Welcome to the General Hospital recap for January 9th through 13th.
You got your phone out. Does that mean there's a pipeline, a correction?
All of it. We have pipelines. We have corrections. We have other things that we will get to. Which one do you want to start with?
Go ahead and start with the pipeline.
All right. So the pipeline, we have a few. First from Julia. Wouldn't Britt have registered on the bone marrow registry as a physician wanting to help others? So Willow has a match, but then she doesn't because Britt has died. And then they realize that Nina could be a match because she was Britt's cousin.
Oh, yeah, that would have worked.
And then another, Jessica said, on today's recap, you wondered who the bone marrow donor is, and I think it's Britt. She was Willow's second cousin, so could definitely be a donor. And even with Huntington's, I looked up. Thank you.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you, thank you. That they can be bone marrow donors despite the disease. Looking forward to the reveal this month. I think that would have been absolutely amazing.
Yes.
Because she knew about it.
Mm-hmm. It all would have made sense.
Yes. And, okay, do I think that early 2010s, Britt would have done that from the kindness of her heart? Not necessarily.
No.
I don't think there's like a requirement for physicians to have to do things like that. I actually did wind up getting on the Be the Match list, and I hate needles because I watched Robin Roberts' story.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, all right, the chances of being a match are super, 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 super slim that if I do become a match, that's just how that's supposed to be playing out. So still never been matched. It's been a long time, but I think that that would have been amazing. And I don't think that that's obviously, we'll get to it, all of that later.
That would have
what is going to happen. But I think that would have been amazing because they're both exactly right. The timing of that would have been spot on.
That would have been
great. And one more way that she could live on.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if she was an organ donor though. That'd be amazing if they did that too. If she could be a bone marrow donor, could she be donating the rest of her organs? And then, oh, why didn't they have that? And then Liesl could be like, but my Britta's heart will. Oh, maybe because she was poisoned. Maybe. I don't know. How does that work?
I don't know.
If you're an expert in organ donation.
If you know, if you can donate organs after being poisoned by some very exotic snake venom, please let us know.
write to us at peer54podcast@gmail.com. Thank you. And then we got a little grief for us forgetting. We talked about Nell not having a body found.
Yeah.
You said there was no body, but in fact there was. Nina paid for her to be buried, and that's why she has a grave plot in the cemetery to visit. I thought it was just because she wanted a place to go, that Nina wanted a place to go, even though at that time she didn't know that Nell was her daughter.
Right.
She just felt bad for her.
Yes.
It's from Rocky, because that's why he always tells Max that she's not coming back unless there was another body. And then Sarah separately about basically the same thing. And I said, fine, you know what? I'm at my computer right now. I'm going to just Google this. And on September 24th, 2020, Chase went and told Michael and Willow that the body was found and he was on his way to the morgue to confirm it. And then the next day, he told Brooklyn that they found her body and I'm on my way to. I could not find where he came back and was like, yep, it was her. And I did not do that thorough. I did not go watch all of those episodes.
See, why not?
I know. But I did watch where Nina was at Nell's grave, and Chase also came to visit and was like, I can't help but think of how my life would be completely different if I had never met her. And not necessarily in a bad way or a good way.
Right.
It was just
different.
She really messed up my life. And but Nina had paid for the burial because one day Wiley may want to visit. And Chase said, really think that? I mean, basically summing it up, because Chase was like, are you sure?
Right.
So, yes, we were incorrect. Apparently, there was a body.
We never saw it.
We never saw it. Like, and as far as I could find, Chase never came back and was like, yeah, guys, I saw her body. And no one asked him either.
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah. But whatever.
But okay.
And then I didn't find, Sarah, thank you, you found my soulmate on Twitter. Because Rachel at RB2M94 has Excel spreadsheets with all the cast members. Oh, I didn't take a... Basically, their debut dates, actor, like everything that I've been trying to piece together.
Oh, that's
except
awesome.
Except for birthdays, which that's what, like, birthdays and anniversaries. And
those are hard, though, because they change those every year for some people.
Right. But she has them for years.
Nice.
Like, decades. So, Rachel, thank you. Sarah, thank you for... She messaged me. She's like... Or no, I commented something on Max's video. And she's like, by the way, I just tagged you in something on Twitter. You have a kindred spirit out there. So, Rachel, I love you. Thank you. And then... I think it was Rocky again, said that Britt was walking away from Pier 28. She was on her way back to the launch to go back to the party. So she was not on Pier 28 when she heard the fight.
Oh, okay.
I'm still going with you on, though, but where's the luggage?
Yep, where's the luggage?
So we will say that maybe she was on 50?
Sure.
54? Sure. Okay. And then... I had a side thought wondering if Kirsten Storms knit all the very big blankets on the show because she knits.
Yes.
And then our buddy Steve Silverman, who he was, I forgot to actually mention him by name that we had the suggestion. Well, we were talking about the Haunted Star.
Uh-huh.
And so he's kind of what led to us discussing the Haunted Star.
Right.
And so I dedicated our episode to him and he kind of called you out on something.
Oh, no.
I love how you wouldn't go to the Haunted Star when Faison was Duke, but you have no problem going to it when 1,000 different mobsters were doing illegal acts on it?
Nope.
Cool. Okay. That was Steve's comment. And then one more, kind of breaking our no spoiler rule, but not really, because I feel like this is a totally justified reason. The clip at the end of Wednesday's episode was not the full tribute to Sonya Eddy. there is going to be an entire
episode.
I can't. I don't know what it is. Like, anytime I start like reading, I don't know, like something. There's going to be a very special episode to honor her at the end of March.
Yes. So I can't wait.
Yes. In case you did not see that anywhere, there is going to be something. That was not it. And then my side comment of, unlike Stuart Damon, who was on the show for 30 years, and we're still waiting.
Yep.
Maybe there will be during the 60th anniversary.
Oh, that
maybe
would be some, nice.
It'd be really nice if there was some kind of a tribute to all the people that we've lost, you know, like Amy Vining.
Yeah.
Also, because yes, she hadn't been on the screen for a while, but they just randomly killed her. Like, we found out through Laura's comment one time about how when Amy passed, I was so upset. And it's like, but we didn't even have Amy pass on the show.
No.
Oh, they should dedicate the phones to Amy Vining for gossip. This phone system is dedicated to Amy Vining, the central communication system.
Yes.
For the underground information at General Hospital. And Wiley's in the opening credits this week.
Oh, I did not notice that.
Yep. Okay. Get started with the Hulu headlines. Do you have anything that...
Nope.
Okay. On Monday, Ava shares her plan with Nina.
Okay.
Tuesday, Laura is touched by Liz's loyalty.
Uh-huh.
Which is interesting because it kind of seemed contradictory to what we saw last week. So it's kind of like, ooh, what?
Yeah.
What is Laura? On Wednesday, Carly defends her actions.
Sure.
On Thursday, Cameron opens up to Liz. Elizabeth. It says Elizabeth. And on Friday, Sonny voices his regret.
Okay.
Enough, because I feel like there's enough that he should be regretting now.
Yeah, exactly.
That you're like, okay, where are we going to go with that?
Where are we going with that? I feel like Monday was one episode, and Tuesday through Friday was another episode. I feel like Monday happened, and then the rest of the week was the whole other storyline.
Well, yeah, because we talk about it all the time about how we can't figure out the timelines of things because, like, Brooklyn and Cody were talking at night, but I felt like Chase and Sasha were talking at the yoga studio kind of during the day, but then Brooklyn called him.
Mm-hmm.
But then when you look out the window of the yoga studio, could that just be streetlights that you're seeing? I don't know.
Did you look out the window? I was busy looking at Chase.
There was, I was looking to see, okay, is that a painted set behind them or what?
Okay.
I wasn't totally looking out the window.
Okay, because I was just looking at Chase there.
Enough to notice that it was completely better than how they did the windows in the North Tower.
Got it.
Yes. So where do we want to start?
On the first episode of Monday being all by itself.
Okay. Do you just want to start with Nina and Ava then?
Sure. So Ava.
Oh, real quick.
Yeah.
Another correction. I'm sorry. Willow's paper did have Britt's name on it. It said Britt Westbourne, like it was her letterhead, and it had Terry Randolph was the doctor, Willow was the patient. So it did have Britt,
because
we were saying it didn't even have her name on it.
Right.
I think I said that. It did. I got a lot of stuff wrong last week.
That's okay. So before we looked at the paper, Nina and Ava were talking, and Ava explained that she has Nicholas right where she wants him because Victor is now understanding all the information that Ava has, and she's going to get Windermere, which would be crazy.
I'm ready for it.
Are you?
I am ready for this battle. I'm curious, though, is there something going on in the writer's room where they're like, let's see how many times we can get this really weird phrase mentioned? Because Ava said that she was going to get her pound of flesh. That's exactly what Liesl just told Esme last week. Those are not common.
That is not common.
But it's like the let them eat cake or like have my cake and eat it too. That's been mentioned a lot lately too.
Yes.
Every now and again, we all go on like little runs of.
I was with it that week. They were, it is what it is. And I was like,
Right. Stop. Right. So I think it would be funnier if they just had like one word that they somehow slipped into, but it would be a natural part of conversation, but it's like just obscure enough that it would stand out as like a little Easter egg from themselves. I don't know. It was just kind of weird for me to hear Ava say that.
Do you want to send them a word of the day calendar?
I would love to.
And then every day they have to work that one word into the episode as much as possible.
That actually just reminded me of, I saw a TikTok side note of this woman who said that her family has a safe word that when spoken, when texted, whatever it is to, it's for their kids. So it would not be out of context that it would raise suspicion, but like if their kids were at a situation that they needed to be picked removed from,
okay,
they could either text it or the parents could text like this, that, and the other thing. And I guess that it's carried on through now they're adults.
Oh, nice.
And they said like that was something that really helped them. It was banana.
Oh.
So they could be texting and be like, hey, mom, I forgot to put the bananas on the counter.
Okay.
You know, something. It's really not that you wouldn't question, like, why is your friend just saying to their mom, oh, you're going to the store. Can you just get me some bananas?
Right.
Okay, cool. Or you just say like bananas, yogurt, like,
yeah,
make a list.
Love it.
Mm-hmm.
What happens when you really want bananas, though?
Like, mom, I legit want bananas. I don't know. I don't
Nothing's
know.
Nothing's wrong, but please give me some bananas.
Right. Okay, so she didn't get into that, but I thought that that was a really nice safety tip.
I think I would do pizza.
Don't tell people what you're saying.
No, I didn't say I'm starting it. You know this won't ever get started. My house is a great idea, but it won't. It'll be on my to-do list in like 2050. I would make mine pizza toppings. Like, hey, what do you want on your pizza? And if you said like sardines or whatever, anchovies, not sardines. If you said anchovies, I would know, okay, something's up because you never get anchovies.
I would go with maybe like green peppers or something. Something not totally, because I feel like anchovies is such a small percentage of people.
Right.
Like,
I was going to say pineapple would.
I was literally just thinking that. Yes, I was. Pineapple, but I was like, well, then that's going to cause a controversy because.
Right. Some people actually like pineapple, yeah, on their
Have pizza. Have you ever had it? I don't think I would ever intentionally order a Hawaiian pizza, but it's not bad. I've had it before, but it's not.
I don't know if I've had it or not.
It's not bad.
Huh.
It's one of those okay. things that you're just like, all right, cool. I like all those things. How would I feel about them together?
Together, yeah. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that's what I would make mine. Because again, even if you're at a sleepover, you could be like, did you guys order pizza tonight without me? You didn't get
right
anchovies, did you? Or something like that.
Right.
To be, oh my gosh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Ooh.
Okay. But I also hate bananas. So my family would think something was wrong if I suddenly said I needed some bananas. So,
but I don't feel like that's like, I know that you hate bananas because we have had a lengthy discussion about this.
I feel like the whole world knows I hate bananas.
Because you love banana bread. And so like this is something that you and I have talked about personally though.
I can do banana bread and banana strawberry smoothies. Anything else? Keep that banana away from me.
What about the Runtz candies?
No. Oh gosh, no.
You don't think the bananas are the best?
Oh gosh, no.
What is your best Runtz?
What is wrong with you?
What's your...
Who thinks the banana is the best Runtz?
So many people.
No.
Yes. And it's like so, the pink starburst of Runtz.
They're wrong. There's so many of you that are wrong then. I'm sorry. No, it's the little red
a cherry?
Apple looking.
Cherry it's a cherry?
Is it a cherry?
Yeah.
Sure.
It's like banana, a
heart looking one.
The most
No. Oh my God. I throw out all the bananas. Runt. That is so gross. No. It's going to say no. No one likes bananas. Especially not banana hard candy. What is wrong yes. with you?
I like bananas.
Oh,
okay, man. Anyway.
Oh, no. No, no, no.
All right. Banana? It's actually not saying.
Right, because it's like, not, because you're insane.
Why banana Runtz are the best Runtz?
They are not.
They even make only bananas.
That's disgusting.
They make boxes of only bananas.
That's disgusting.
Now let's see if they make
your
cherries.
Closest enemy, because who would want
now
that?
Now let's see if they make only cherry. I don't see where they make only cherry. Okay, I also do like the little, are you talking about the little pink heart or the red?
The red.
That's a cherry. Okay. I'm almost positive. Okay, now that we've discussed a safety tip and now a controversial pizza toppings.
And controversial and now, candy, apparently.
Yeah. Oh. Okay. Do you agree that the pink is the best Starburst?
Yes.
Okay, cool. We're good.
That's a no-brainer.
We can still be friends.
Good.
This is how we dictate our friendship.
Why did the podcast break up? Because
like banana runs. You're the bananas are the Yoko of our relationship.
Oh, okay.
God.
Anyway.
So.
Oh, I said maybe she'll mix it with Liesl's pound. It's
gross. You are so gross.
Oh, and, but I did love that.
Yeah, she's like, I know my attorney's going to get this done because I deserve Cassadine Island. And I was like, oh my.
Well, like when Sonny showed up and he's like, all right, good for you.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, so Nina, like he just was like, oh yeah, that'd be great. So now let's just get back over here, you know?
Exactly. Avery will love that indoor swimming pool I'm sure they have in the horse stables.
Huh. They never mention a pool. I bet they don't. There is one. I'd be surprised if there was not.
Why would there not be? If I ever win a substantial amount of money, that is where indoor pool. Absolutely.
You're going to have to buy a different house, just so you know.
I know. Okay. Maybe I can buy the people behind me house.
Okay.
And level all that.
There you go.
And then
make an indoor pool.
Yeah, like just add on to my house.
Okay.
You know where that den that led outside was?
Okay, anyway.
Yes, indoor swimming pool. Everyone should have one. So then where did Ayla go?
She left. I forget why she left, but she left.
Right, Aunt Liesl was sleeping in Nina's room.
Yeah.
And Ava left, but I can't remember why she left. She was going somewhere.
Maybe she was just going to meet with her attorney, like maybe, to get things started.
I don't know. But anyway, she left. And then Nina starts looking in the box, picking up random things. And then somehow Sunny starts looking in the box. And that's whenever they see the piece of paper that was basically what the whole rest of the week was about.
Yes.
Informing us about Willow.
Side note, Nina's books are all about fashion. On her coffee table, they were all about fashion. Chanel, Yves Saint Laurent, two about Valentino. Then there was one I could not make out. But then there was one art one about Banksy.
Maybe that's Ava's, not her.
Yes.
Yes. They have a collection of books together.
By the way, do not buy books to stage your home and then return them to the store.
That was so ridiculous.
Did you see that?
Yes.
Someone bought $800. Hi, this is the news / General Hospital. It is a full-blown reality check the whole way through.
$800
from a small business. I'm not saying that it's even okay to do it to Barnes & Noble or Amazon or anything. No. But from a small family-owned business, like locally family-owned, they said it was a third of their rent.
Right.
And then came back and returned them all after the holidays because they needed to stage their home for the holidays. How about you actually just, I don't know, read books?
Or if you need that many books, go somewhere like the Salvation Army or Goodwill or something.
And borrow some from the library?
Yeah. Borrow some from friends. Hey, do you have any books laying around that you're not reading?
I have more than enough books. If you ever need a stage like you read, let me know. That came out so... You know what I'm saying.
I wasn't even going to call you out on it because I knew what you meant. But I like that you stopped yourself like, man, that was so mean.
But it wasn't mean. I just meant you have commented how many times that like you don't have as many books as I do.
I do not. I like to get a book, read it, and then pass it along because I just don't need extra books in my house. I'm not staging it. But anyway, they returned them and they returned them after the 30-day return period.
Sorry that you took that as being mean. I wasn't meaning it to be mean.
You were.
We have thoroughly had this conversation.
Yes. I was not going to call you out on it. Called yourself out on it.
Okay.
They returned the books after the 30-day return period.
Oh, and I didn't see that.
If I was the bookstore owner, I would have said, no. Nope. Sorry. They gave them in-store credit instead. Which I still would have been like, no.
But the upside is tons of people are ordering online from them.
Yes.
And giving like little notes saying that they support them and they feel bad about what happened. And maybe I'll go find that article and maybe see if I need anything.
There you go. Add some more books to your bookshelves.
I've actually read a lot of them. Well, I would say most.
Most of your books are religion or business, so you may want to go back through and skim them for information.
Right.
So it makes sense that you keep them.
Yes.
I, when I read books, tend to just read, like, it's one story. I read it. Now I'm done. I don't hang on to those. I pass them along.
My pleasure books.
If that sounded dirty. That
does, but you know what I mean? Well, no, because you said, so like my, it goes business.
The ones about all my lovers. Business,
religion, real estate, General Hospital, the Beatles. And then, because those are like the most categories.
Yeah.
I guess. But then any of the ones that I have just like random. Oh, I also have like all my Brad Meltzers are together because he's an amazing author if you like historical nonfiction. And he makes a whole children's line called I Am where he talks about, yes. And I love them too.
Do you love that?
But all my, like Kristen Hanna and Brad Meltzer and Leanne Moriarty are.
Leisure reading.
Yes, there we go.
That sounds better than pleasure books.
Are all upstairs. But yes. Now that you know where my books are.
If you ever need to borrow a book from Shannon, you know what? If you want to ask for a book from downstairs or upstairs.
And that sounds perfect. The video stores. You used to have the downstairs where you had to go into the special room. But and like
Shannon's house is different. The business stuff is downstairs. The pleasure books are upstairs. So, you know what you're asking for.
All right.
Anyway, what else happened Monday?
Terry was at the hospital, frantic.
Yes. That was a nice moment between her and Liz. Yes. And Liz was like, Britt wasn't my favorite person, but I know she was your friend and I'm sorry.
Right. And Martin stepped in to ask Liz to stop Dante and Jordan from seeing Esme.
Yes.
And they asked for Finn, an infectious disease doctor,
to evaluate if Esme could be questioned by the police.
Mm-hmm. Instead of.
And he like walked in for 1 second and was like, yeah, you're good. You can go ahead.
Right. Instead of, I don't know, a neurologist, her psychiatrist, like right. Kevin.
But they wouldn't even let her talk to Kevin.
Right.
I don't understand, but okay.
But then Dante told Jordan that he doesn't think she's the hook because of the pregnancy. He's like, she would not have been able to, even if she were a super athletic girl.
I think the point about Britt is what made the most sense. Britt is a OBGYN.
Right.
This hook is like slashing at her. She would have noticed if it was someone who was pregnant.
Right, right. I think even in a cloak. And that hook was only wearing a hoodie, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that wasn't, yeah.
Yeah.
And we found out that the guy in the apartment was an exotic animal dealer.
Yes.
And they brought, and I wrote, I was like, oh, is that where they got the venom? And then they mentioned that. And yes. They're like, that's probably where they were getting the venom. That hadn't been mentioned before, right?
No.
Okay.
No, it had not. Because we had just said that maybe Heather caught her infectious disease by going out of the country to get the snake venom. And then they were like, no, the snake venom was delivered to the hook here.
By this guy. So yeah. Now it's kind of sounding like maybe it is just Heather. Because if she got the, would she have gotten the infection from the snake or from the snake?
I don't think that he brought the snake. He brought the snake.
He brought the venom?
Snake venom.
Okay. Maybe. I don't know.
I would just assume that it is easier to smuggle snake venom in than a dangerous snake.
I would think so too, because you could probably just put that in a bottle.
Right.
Under 3 ounces.
Right. And they're not testing it for snake venom.
Right.
But if you tried to take a live
Dear
animal.
PSA. I
feel like that would get you caught up a little bit more.
Maybe.
So my understanding was he got the snake venom and brought it to the hook.
Hmm.
So has there only been Oz that was hooked without snake venom?
Yeah.
And who was first? Ava. And she didn't die because there wasn't snake venom on her.
They didn't know to even test it.
But obviously.
Would they have? Was there? And maybe it just wasn't enough because we talked about that too, that it seems like there's just been more and more because Britt died from a scratch.
Yes.
Whereas Diane survived with a hook.
Right.
Through
with
poison on it. But there wasn't enough.
Well, they had the anti-venom by then.
Right. But Britt died. If she had had the same amount that Britt had, she would have died before they even had a chance to get her to the hospital.
Yes.
Because that's pretty much how quickly Britt died very, very quickly.
She did. So as far as one hook or two hooks, I was wondering, so when Esme pretended to be the hook for Oz, it didn't have the snake venom.
Because she didn't know about it, probably.
Right.
Because she's been locked, like, she's been
locked away or put in Nicholas's house. But the fact that Heather didn't wear the whole cloak this last time throws me off. Because I was going to say, Hook with venom and the cloak is one person. And then
Hoodie Hook is the other.
Hoodie Hook. Yes. Hoodie Hook is little hooded. Because I was going to say.
Little black Hoodie Hook.
I was going to say that the hooded one could still be Maggie, and Heather and Maggie could be working together.
Okay.
But.
Because there was also no jingle jingle with Britt.
There's no jingle jingle and Hoodie Hook. Oh my.
Okay, we need to. The next time they have a serial killer, we need to be keeping track of what symptoms. I'm sure that someone's already done it.
Probably.
We'll find it. But then Finn suggested to them that they try Windermere, but he suggested it. I don't think he suggested it thinking that that's where Liz and Nicholas have been keeping her. He's just like, no, that's really the only place that she's been. So she would go back there, and we already know that she knows how to sneak on and off of the island. So.
Right. And then Liz had the perfect moment to tell him the truth, and she didn't. She just needs to pull him aside. It's obvious that he still cares. And he even said,
I should have smart about that.
Right. Like, he wasn't being a jerk. He wasn't trying to be insensitive. He was asking an honest question. Are you okay after seeing that your boyfriend that got you pregnant has also got his son's girlfriend pregnant, and she's still pregnant after you just said you miscarried?
Right. He was actually just being a nice human?
Yes. And instead she got snippy. I'm
surprised that you even care.
Yeah. Mm-mm. He does care, because he's a decent guy, Liz. Why don't you open your eyes and accept that?
Right.
And tell him the truth instead of covering for stupid Nicholas, who's going to bring you all down because he's dumb.
I did like that when Esme asked Liz if Martin was a good attorney, she said, yeah.
Yes.
She's caring for her.
More difficult to see Esme in this vulnerable state.
Yeah.
She is going to want to tell the truth. I just don't know if she's going to tell the truth to Finn first or to the police first. I hope it's Finn first, because if Finn finds out after the police, he is still going to be angry that she lied about everything that she lied about.
But if she tells the police first, he can straight up say, I had no idea. So she's not putting him in the position of possibly being considered having had this information and not going to the police.
But I want her
It's a darned if you do, darned if you don't.
I want her situation. To tell him and then go straight to the police station.
Maybe she should just sit down with him and Dante at the same time.
Let's have a conversation, boys.
Yes. Let me tell you. Here's the deal. Dante, Finn has no idea about what I'm going to tell you. Finn, so here. I was not pregnant.
Never hooked up with him. It was Esme.
Kind of just, got sucked into that one. Dante, you know how this goes with Nicholas. This is our pattern.
Yes.
It's lovingly toxic. No.
I don't know.
I was going to say, that could actually probably just bring us to Laura. And that's pretty much the conversation that she and Laura had was.
Yes. I love Laura.
Yeah.
She's so nice.
She is.
Just reminding her again, like, hey, we're family. I got your back. Need some help.
Oh, but whenever she separated, the fact that she loves her and not just because of her grandkids.
Yes.
That she loves Liz.
Yes.
Is really, really nice.
Yeah, that was very nice.
And then Spencer went to go to Windermere, and they explained why Sunny was able to take him. Thank you.
Yes. 100%, because I was waiting for Victor to say, you are not taking him.
And I got the paper.
Yeah, Spencer instantly was like, nope, you were only in control until my sentence was up, and my sentence was up last week. So, going with Uncle Sunny.
I like Sunny and Victor facing off. I am liking Cyrus versus Victor, and now Sunny versus Victor. Do you think that Sunny and Cyrus are then going to team up against Victor?
No.
I would love to see that.
No.
I would love to see it.
No, Sunny is not going to go with Cyrus. Cyrus is crazy. I don't care how reformed he's pretending to be.
He's not pretending. I don't think
you're so trusting.
I am.
Because you just love him. I don't trust him. No.
I think that he is.
And I just wanted Sunny to shoot Victor. That was what I was yelling at the TV the whole scene. Just, can you just kill him? I'm over it.
My question was, how big is that place that they could not smell the fire?
I don't know.
Because Victor was staying there when the fire.
But he was asleep.
But right.
Over in his room on the east wing.
Have you ever been in a house, though, that had a fire?
No.
The whole house smells. My friend in middle school's house caught on fire. And I remember going over there afterwards. This was actually a horrible story. She wound up jumping out of a second story window and had a back brace for a long time. And now, so I mean, that was 6th or 7th grade.
Yeah.
And she and I were talking not too long ago. And she's like, I still really can't be around bonfires. It can still. But that's the thing. There's a smell. We should ask our friend. Be like, hey, if you were in a castle.
Yes.
She enjoys whenever I ask her really random questions. She's like, I'm just sitting there enjoying my time with my kids. And Sunday afternoon, Shannon texts me something ridiculous. And she's like, what's on General Hospital now?
The last time that you were putting out a fire in a mansion, do you think they could smell it on the whole other wing?
Right. I don't know.
You have to let me know what she
because
says.
Because he found the fire evidence.
Yes.
And he found the sturdiest half an ornament that I have ever seen.
Right? Okay, but the ornament annoyed me. The fact that they identified the ornament that Esme took.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, maybe they're just really well made because hers didn't crack or anything.
That's what I'm saying. The sturdiest ornament ever.
So Victor finding this half like of one a children's is like, book. Whatever. They're like, oh yeah, we traced it to Poland, blah, blah, blah. Like, who around here do you
think? Hand painted in Poland in the 70s, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Like it was.
So whose ornament do you think that probably is? You know who I want to see it? I want Laura to see it and be like, hey, when I was being held captive by the Asinines, those were the Christmas ornaments.
Yes.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Stefan.
Yes.
Had those ornaments painted especially for Laura.
There you go. Perfect.
Boom.
Yes. Somebody has to identify it as Cassadine. It just makes sense that she would. But even without her identifying it, I would think that someone would be like, which household do we think this came from? Can't wait to see the response to that.
I just texted her, time for your GH fact check. If a single room in the tower of a castle were on fire, wouldn't the rest of the house be able to smell it? We will move on while we await that answer. I love that, though. I absolutely love that, because then that will bring in, and this is the 60th anniversary. They are already doing such a great job with, I feel like this year has already been, you want to see every single episode, not just to make sure you don't miss that one thing that's connecting. It's no, seriously, I need to see this.
Mm-hmm.
So I went to, and Victor sent Dimitri's to the North Tower. And then by the time the police came over and were like, hey, can we come in and search?
Right.
She says that it depends. Is the door open? Are there windows? Is there ventilation in the room, like heating ducts, et cetera? There's a parapet. There was. The door was open.
The door was open. The doors were open because that's how she ran out. But when the fire started, they were shut.
I think that the windows were shut because I think that she knows
she boarded them up.
Yep.
But I don't know. I would assume that they were shut and then boarded up also. I'm not sure about the heating ducts and stuff, though. I have to ask what company they used.
Anyway, back to what were we just talking about? When Dante and Jordan went to the Windermere.
Yes, and Victor, Nicholas is like, you have to have a warrant. And they're like, we have a warrant. We were just trying to be nice. And Victor's like, it's fine. We have nothing to hide. Come along. But I was very happy that as soon as they walked out of the door, Dante was like, that room smelled like cleaner. It was just cleaned. So they painted, didn't do any favors by letting us see that.
Right.
And the fact that Nicholas was weird with that, too. He's like, one of the staff may be staying there. It is right. locked. And then they're like, clink, it opens right up.
He's like, you don't know if your staff is not staying in their own quarters?
Right.
I mean, I can understand that Nicholas may not banish his help to
a certain section.
Yeah, maybe maybe employee of the month gets to stay in the main house. Maybe that's a perk. They get to pick their own room. I don't know. Maybe he forgot that the months changed. I don't know. He should have gone into that.
Yeah, I feel like I would let the chef stay in the house because they have to get up in the morning and make breakfast.
I feel like everything. If you have that big of a house and it's only one or two of you, maybe now three, even if you're paying these people. He doesn't
have an extensive staff. That we see anyway.
No, we don't see anyone other than Demetrius.
We were just talking about this. He used to have like a butler and stuff.
Yeah, what happened to Alfred? We're going to find this out. You'll understand what we're talking about because we're doing a recap of Brit and Brad's friendship. Yay! And Nicholas is involved in there somewhere. It's probably going to be a three-party.
Which brings three-parter. Three-party, woohoo!
Three-party.
Which mentioned Alfred that we no longer see.
Yes.
We assume that there's a chef because they always have super yummy food.
Mm-hmm.
And there's Demetrius there currently because he was supposed to guard Esme.
Yeah.
And I'm assuming just because the house always looks so super clean that someone there's comes in. There's
definitely
and
a maid.
It.
Yeah.
But I don't know if they come like every day. You think you're three adults. How messy are you making it? Do you really need someone every day?
There's probably a lot of dust there though.
That's true.
Maybe because they don't have good circulation and ventilation.
Right.
Really we have to talk about Windermere's central.
We really need to know more about their duct work before we can decide what kind of help they need.
Oh, to steal Amanda's favorite line, we have not been drinking.
Right?
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Anything
else? No, I thought that was all really, really good. No, but I guess we could just move on to where Nicholas told Alexis that he is the father of Esme's baby. And she was like, what the heck are you doing with your life?
And then she's like, and no, I won't help you. A mother deserves to have her baby.
Yes.
You Cassidine men think you can just steal babies all over the place. I'm not going to help you.
And so like, that's another thing that she told the mini, super, super mini version of, no, I was forced to give Sam up. I was told she died.
Yeah.
She was told that she died, right? I can't remember. But she was, either way, she was forced to give up. We just literally talked about this not too long ago when we were talking about something else. This backstory came about. Oh, when we, I think it was when we were talking about baby Lila.
Yeah, I don't think she was told that she was, that she died. I think that she was just told that they were making the arrangements and giving the baby away.
Yeah. But she's like, no, I don't care who it is. I'm not making, right. I'm not helping you. She's like, first of all, not an attorney anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Quit asking me this stuff. And second, she's like, no, I am not taking a baby away from its mother.
And he's like, but Esme's crazy. And she's like, look at you. You're the one that got her pregnant.
Right. And then she said the line that drives me crazy about when people say, but you're still there, or they're still your mother, father, whatever blood or familial side they are. Like, that's supposed to be a good enough reason to, if a stranger was treating a person that way, or a friend was treating a person that way, you would not tell them
that it's okay.
That it's okay.
Right. Family doesn't get to treat you like crap just because they have the same blood type.
Right. Like, no one will question, like, why you sever ties.
Mm-hmm.
But I did like that Nicholas said that he would be ready to be there if Spencer wants a relationship, yet he does not want to do anything to fix the relationship on his part.
Right. Just going to keep acting like it's not my fault, because that's what Nicholas does.
He has tried to say, listen, I do know that that was the dumbest thing for me to do, was to sleep with her, but I still don't feel like he's really put in that kind of effort.
I feel like after you pretended to be dead for a couple years, you would actively try to not hurt your children in any other way, and that you would be smart enough to understand that sleeping with their significant other or ex-significant other is not appropriate and not going to help that relationship.
Let's not forget, he also pretended to stab Spencer.
Yes.
Spencer has multiple times, even when they were in a good place, quote, good place, reminded him these things still hurt.
Right, right. Portia brought that up this week whenever she was talking to Trina.
I have a problem with Portia this week.
What? I'm always the one that has a problem with Portia.
Yeah.
But she was coming down hard on the Cassadine family of, I don't want you around them because of the parties and the bailing each other out in not okay ways and setting you guys up to think that someone was coming to hurt you and all of that stuff.
The one party that Spencer threw, still not okay, but he did it to show when he came back, I have so many friends.
Yes.
But Portia is condemning Spencer for things that his parent and although that he has, yes, he has done those things. He was a part of those things with Ava. Yes. But 90% of the stuff that she was telling Trina
was
condemning him for his family and not for giving this, even though he is a young adult, he is still a child, especially where they're the same age as your child. He still has a chance at this age, whereas she could be like, you could be a great positive influence on him. I need you to be careful because of XYZ.
So yeah, Trina even says that though. She's like, you've always taught me to not judge people based only on the worst things that they've ever done.
Yes.
Spencer is trying to do better and you don't really have to like him. He is my friend.
Mm-hmm.
And I liked that Curtis came in and was like, I heard that conversation and she's kind of right there.
I love that he said that he memorized her facial expressions as a survival tactic. Good man. Good man. But yeah, that really bothered me. And when she and Curtis both said to not show too much sympathy to Esme.
Yeah.
I understand. I would have a real hard time if someone did the things to my child that Esme has done. However, at this time, pretty much everyone, all the medical staff is agreeing.
Mm-hmm.
She has amnesia and she was in the water pregnant. You know,
yeah,
there's,
you can give her a break for now. Once she's healed, if she is back to her old ways, then you judge on that. But,
and you can have empathy for your enemy.
Yeah.
Like, that makes you a good person.
Yes.
To hate doesn't make it right, I guess. I don't know.
Two wrongs don't make a right? Is that what you're trying to say?
Yes. In a roundabout way, yes.
Two hates don't make it right.
What? I wasn't going to say right. Whew. So we just had to pause real quick while I said bye to my son because he's going back to school. Cool. Another little mini reality check throughout. So in case I feel like I lost my train of thought there.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so that was my problem with Portia.
I mean, I agree, especially knowing that she's keeping big secrets. Like, you wouldn't want to be judged just on that, would you?
Right?
But no one knows that secret, so I guess she doesn't have to be accountable for it just yet.
There we go. Oh, I did like when Spencer and Laura were talking, and he didn't seem to not think that the baby's needs were important. Like, I don't feel like he was basically saying, I don't care, right, blah, blah, blah. But Laura was like, here's the deal. The baby's what's important right now.
Yes.
And she's doing a great job of guiding him.
Yes.
And then he visited her.
Mm-hmm.
And
I was confused whenever she said, is this your baby? And he said, possibly.
I think he did it to comfort her, maybe, so that it wasn't, I don't know. I was confused by it too.
I would have said, no, we broke up before you got pregnant, and just let it at that.
Right. But could he have just said it so it's at least some kind of an answer for her?
I personally would feel worse,
yeah,
if someone told me there's a possibility of it being me or someone else. Right. As opposed to, no, it's not mine, it's someone else's, because I would...
Did he say, or someone else?
He didn't say, or someone else, but he said it's a possibility. If it's only right, a possibility, so that does imply then
there's a chance it could not be.
Right.
Right. You're right. You're right.
And considering right, I have enough on my mind about the fact that I don't remember everything...
Okay, you're right. Yes.
I don't want to hear that now I also... Even other people can't tell me who my baby's father is. Right. That would stress me out.
Okay. Okay. I wasn't looking at it that way.
Yeah.
But I liked that he was nice.
He was nice.
Doesn't surprise me, but I just liked it.
He needed to see for himself that she did not remember.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But then everything else was just about Willow.
Well, we can start with Chase at the yoga studio.
Mm, let's stay there for a while.
Gladys and Sasha walk in, and Gladys is like, talk about hot yoga.
Ryan was in the room with me whenever she said that. And he was like, you know, if it would have been a man who walked yep, into it, then everyone would be yep, yelling, screaming about it. But she's allowed to say that. And I was like, yes, she is, because it's Chase. So, and then, oh, Sasha realized that she wasn't wearing her diamonds. And yes, was like, did you lose an earring? And she said, no, I wouldn't wear them to yoga, which is yep, absurd, because I wear my diamonds everywhere. That's the whole point. Diamonds go with anything.
So I'm the person that takes my jewelry off when I'm working out. So
why?
Because it can get in the way, especially like if you're doing yoga.
Studs? They were just studs. Not,
but I mean, I don't want to lose them either. I don't do makeup. I take off everything. Don't take off everything.
Shannon does nude yoga, apparently. She takes off everything.
Nope.
My earrings have like the twisty back so that yeah, they can't pop off and lose them. And yeah, you wear them all the time. If they were dangly doos, then absolutely you got to take it out.
I don't know.
Studs, Gladys, you can wear those with anything. They go from yoga pants to evening gowns. It's all good.
I would take off my jewelry.
No, but
I was always afraid that I would.
It was a good excuse.
Especially if they were good, good earrings. I wouldn't want to lose them.
If you have jewelry, the point is to wear them, and then you risk at all times that you could lose one. That's just how it is.
Okay.
So anyway, it was a good excuse as to why she did not have them on. And then she ran to Sunny and was like, hey, can you help me get Sasha to sell the garage for $300,000? And cash. He was like, no.
If
that's not
more,
a good deal. And she doesn't need money right now, so hold out to get what it's actually worth.
Yep.
And now Gladys is like, oh no, I can't tell Sunny that I've spent a bunch of Sasha's money, or I need
mm-hmm,
cash so I can spend Sasha's money, or however it works. But then I felt bad because at the same time, Sasha is talking to Chase and is like, oh yeah, the conservatorship's working great, blah, blah, blah.
I know.
And you're like,
no. Another heartbreak.
Right. How much more does Sasha need to take?
And then Brooklyn called Chase because she was in. So I wrote, Brooklyn in the music room? Solarium? Cody's having biscotti for the first time. I've never dipped it in wine. That sounds really good, actually.
Oh, no. I would not want to dip it in wine.
Oh, like a chocolate covered. Mm-hmm. Like in wine. That's really good. Like in a dark red.
I'm not a wine person, so I was like all about the coffee or like hot chocolate. Oh my gosh, hot chocolate would be good.
But yeah, like a nice dry red would probably be really good.
Or a hot chocolate with a little bit of like Bailey's in it. That would be yummy.
That'd be good.
But wine, no.
But you don't like wine.
Right.
So then
my biscotti would not need to be.
It wouldn't matter what you were putting with wine. You just wouldn't like it.
Right.
As a wine drinker, I think it's delicious. I think it sounds delicious. But she and Cody had a really nice talk. And that's where he was like, I don't know. What the heck do they call this room? And well, that was Sasha. We're jumping ahead. But
Brooklyn said it was part of the main house.
Yeah.
And I was like, I've never seen this room before. And it doesn't look like any part location. Of the house.
It's probably just on the other side.
Maybe. I mean, but it's completely different style.
Yeah. I don't know. It was also nighttime. It kind of matches more the den now.
Yeah.
So it was probably
a lot like what the gatehouse looked like when it was Lois's studio, when it was the recording studio.
I don't think so. At least not how I'm remembering it.
It was more like a comfy feeling, I feel like.
Well, yeah, but like the solarium, like all the windows.
Yes.
Is what makes it. But that wasn't at the gatehouse or the Lois's. Okay.
Yeah.
But so Cody kind of guided her on how to get Chase to come over. Just have him come over and hear the new song that he's supposed to sing in 12 hours.
And she put on a cute little dress. And then in walks Chase with Sasha.
Yep.
And that whole weirdness between them, though, I didn't like. Once again, it's like we're back where we were a year ago, where neither one of them can say how they feel. She's jumping to the conclusion that he's no longer interested. And then he's jumping to the conclusion that she's all business because she's not saying anything too flirty.
Right.
But he already told her not to cross that line. And so she's not. But neither one of them know what they're doing. If I have to wait another 6 months to see them kiss again because they finally can admit their feelings, I'm going to be over it.
Right.
And I don't want him putting her with Sasha.
At the yoga studio, they had that talk. And he's like, you know, you can call me anytime. It's still a habit out of being a detective. My phone's always on. You can call me at 2 o'clock in the morning, you know, so.
But we can just have men and women be friends.
It's possible. It absolutely is.
Since they've been friends before, we could let him be a good friend, considering all that she's talking to him about is the sadness over the loss of her husband. It would be kind of inappropriate to take those feelings and twist them into a relationship.
Yes.
So I hope they don't do that.
So I guess to finish that, we kind of have to go back to, it might have been Tuesday, where Willow and Michael were at the hospital, because then that kind of snowballs how everything else flows in.
Oh, they were at the hospital because they were supposed to be getting the information on the the bone marrow transplant. Right. And that's when they're told that that person cannot donate because of health issues.
And I don't know this, but why don't they have that doctor clear them for surgery before calling the person?
Right.
That's heartbreaking.
And I feel like they would have. I feel like before I tell you, hey, there's someone that matches you, I'm going to contact the person that matched you and say, are you still willing to do this?
Well,
now go get your physical. And once your doctor clears you, we will tell the person that you're matched.
Right.
You wouldn't tell them ahead of time.
Well, also because not to get too morbid here, make sure that they're still alive.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, you never know. And I know that there's things. So I do remember from when I had to think, like if you've had a tattoo within the past year, you cannot donate.
Right.
Things like that. So yeah, I feel like there would have been a pre-screen before letting the patient know, hey, we might be able to save your life today.
Yes.
Or within the next
week.
And then they went home and they talked with Wiley about naming the baby. And he suggested Annabelle 3.
Yes.
Which, if you do not know, is the name of the dog. The dog at the main house is Annabelle 2, named after Annabelle.
The first.
Just Annabelle. But, right.
It was an annual then. It was just one.
But then he also suggested Ashuka as a Padawan, which is a Star Wars kid.
Yeah. Got to get those Disney references in where they can.
Star Wars wasn't always Disney.
I know. But it is now.
It is now.
And then Willow went up to bed and had a horrible nightmare about Nina.
Before that, Michael told her that he's not going to regret any of the time that he spent with her and that he won't ever regret that Willow's adopted Wiley. And I'm like, great, she's dying. I thought for sure after he tucked her in
that she was going to die. No,
I thought
until she has the baby.
I thought that she was going to die while in the baby.
No. I refuse that. It's not happening.
I'm just saying.
So she went to bed and had a horrible nightmare about Nina taking Wiley and the new baby.
Mm-hmm.
And then woke up as Nina was in her house because she had just saw the paper with Sunny that said that she had leukemia.
Mm-hmm. Nina had an opportunity there to again do the right thing. The first thing she could have said to Michael was, we accidentally just found out
exactly
about Willow.
I understand.
And then maybe lead into the, I'm concerned about Wiley. Do you need help?
When she was with Sunny, she said, it doesn't matter what our past was, right. Good or bad. We're putting it all aside
right.
And supporting them.
And that's where Michael, I thought she was going to and Willow. Talk to Michael.
Yeah. And then she gets there and she's like, well, you guys are bad parents because you don't have time to spend with Wiley if Willow's sick. And then Wiley comes down right on cue and is like, Grandma Nina, will you play with me? Because Mommy's sick and Daddy's too busy taking care of her.
And she accused Michael of forcing Willow to withgo treatment so that he could have another baby. Those are horrible things to be saying to a person.
Exactly. And especially whenever you have nothing to back that up.
Right.
Because it was actually the other way around.
Right. Mm.
So
I really, honest to goodness, thought she was going to carry that mentality. And then,
yes,
when the door opened and she said, I want to talk to you about my grandson. That, but I really thought it was going
to be still could have worded
Sunny and
it.
I yes. accidentally found out because that, and then eventually that is how they told Brooklyn and Chase that we found out that way, right? She didn't tell Michael, did she? Did she tell Michael?
I don't know if she told Michael that was how she found
out. I don't think so either. I don't know either.
But the point is, if you're concerned about Wiley, you say, hey, I know we're not on the best terms, but if you need a babysitter, if you need some help, if you need this, this, or this, let me know and I will help you. You don't tell Michael how he's a horrible parent because he put his new baby in front of
and
his wife.
She thinks that they're telling Wiley that Willow could die.
Right.
I think that they know that like a four-year-old
doesn't need to hear that.
Right. Mm-hmm. He knows that Mommy's sick and he's already worried enough.
Yes.
I'm sure that they will take care of it.
Right.
If when the time comes. But
once again, trust the parents to do the parenting.
They're the ones with all the information.
She drove me crazy. I felt like when I heard her say that to Sunny, I was like, oh, maybe I'm going to like Nina this week. And then she went over to Michael's and said all that. And then after finally Carly revealed the big secret that Willow is her daughter, they did like that whole montage of times that I hated her. And I was like, yes, but, this is why I don't like you.
But do you know what that montage did though, too? It also showed all the times that they got along. It really was back and forth a lot where there were like times of pure hatred and times of honest
but as it
connection.
Went forward, there was way more
not
connection.
Yeah. Like they didn't show when she tried to get Willow fired.
Right.
But they showed when they were showing each other compassion around Harmony and
was it Michael knowing who said that? Like they, or somebody said they've hated each other since she got her fired.
Something like that. Yeah. Yeah.
So it's just been so long that she's been awful to Willow. And I don't like the way Carly went to the chapel, asked to speak to Nina by herself, told her, you need to go get tested. You're going to be the match. I didn't like the way that whole conversation went because I felt like you wouldn't be so back and forth and like sketchy about it. You'd walk in and be like, we can fight later. Bottom line is, I know that you're her mother. Go get tested.
Carly was trying to get her to go get tested without having to tell her, I think. I think she was trying to be like, can you just go get tested? And then Nina would be like, sure. And then it would come out and then Carly wouldn't have to confess that she knew.
I
think Carly was still trying to get
I didn't feel like that's what she was trying to do. I felt like she was going to tell her no matter what, because I didn't understand why they didn't have that conversation. And somebody on Facebook, I think it was on the GH Snark page, said that the conversation between Joss and Michael was a missed opportunity, because when she said, "I would do anything," Michael should have said, "You and your friends should go get tested."
Yes. Yes. But
I don't know if Joss can donate because of her whole kidney thing.
But still, then that would have been a great opportunity to educate on that too. You know, I can't because I'm an organ transplant recipient, but right. I will definitely ask, you know, Trina, Spencer, Cam. Oh, by the way, how is Cam? Oh yeah, by the way, I'm sleeping with the guy that you hired to try to kill or take down Sunny, but we can get to that later.
I don't feel like she needed to talk to him about Dex, but she could have said, oh, actually Cam and I broke up.
Yeah.
And just left it at that. But like, we'll get into details later.
Well, no, but she wasn't bringing up, while she's trying to comfort her brother, she wasn't about to bring up her love life. Because when he said, oh, was that Cam? And she goes, no, it's someone else. Right. Yeah. Like, she wasn't going to say, oh, yeah, now that we're talking about it. And yeah, she wasn't going to do that.
Right. Not going to change the subject.
But you're right. Like, there really was an opportunity there, too.
So I would have thought that once everyone found out and they're standing there in the hallway going, oh, no, what can I do? That Michael instinctively would have been like, you can all go get tested to see if any of you match.
Right.
And then Nina could have found out that way. But once it wasn't suggested that the whole group was going, mm-hmm. I feel like Carly was going there to tell her and tell her the whole truth. But she just like danced around it so long.
That's what I'm saying. I thought she was going to initially thought she was going to go in, and I thought she was going to do it in front of Sunny too. And just rip the Band-Aid.
You guys go,
but when she started the dancing around, I'm like, she's really trying to get out of having to tell her. Is how I took that.
No, I took it the other way. She knew she had to tell her, but she didn't know how to tell her. So she was dancing around it. But I would have been more straightforward and just got it out.
Like, hey, hate me in a minute, but here's the deal. You're Willow's mom. Go get tested.
Exactly. But then she instantly, Nina, instantly was like, oh, okay. I can't believe you did that. Blah, 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 blah. I'm going to go save my daughter. And then she went to Willow and was like, I may hold the key to your life.
I didn't like
that.
Just go
get tested. And if you match, then you guys can get into that. You didn't need to like throw it in her face. Like, she should be nice to you.
As soon as she wakes up.
Right. As soon as she wakes up. You should be nice to me because I may hold the key to your future. If you were any kind of mother, whether you raised her or not, the first thing you would do is go get tested, not throw it in the person's face. I could save you if I want.
She probably also wanted to go see her daughter.
But then you don't need to say that.
She should not have said that. But think about it. As a parent, like, you want to go see your kid. If you just found out that you had a kid.
Yes, you want to go see her and see that she's okay, and maybe even have the conversation with her once she started freaking out. Like, no, listen, calm down. Let me tell you why I'm here to see you. It's a couple very important reasons. One being, turns out I'm your mom.
Right.
And but maybe she now thought that she I was still asleep.
Maybe she thought that she was still...
Well, she could have peeked in the window.
Okay, that's true. What I wish it had happened is that she had gone to Sunny and talked. And
he
Sunny
annoyed me too.
But and Sunny calm her down and say, okay, we're gonna have to deal with that.
But first, go get tested. Yes. Exactly.
And we're gonna have to take care of that. But
yeah, first go get tested because we need that stuff like right now.
I'm sorry though, her yelling at Carly was great.
It was a good scene because you understood.
Yes.
Why they would be yelling at each other and why she would be so upset. She had every right to be upset. I'm not saying that. I'm saying I just didn't like that she took it and then instantly was like, oh, look at me, basically. Of
right.
Now I'm
here
the day.
To save the day. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. If anything, I don't know. That's a lot. I can't even imagine what it would be like to be in a feud with somebody only to find out that they were actually related to me, and you go look at them with different eyes. I mean, now she's not looking at Willow. She's looking at her daughter.
Right.
But I did love that it was entirely written the way that we said, that Phyllis had left the room and Madeline gave Harmony the baby.
Yes.
That's what we said.
Yes.
We planned that all out. But it is. It's how we wrote it out. And that's what Carly told Nina.
Yeah.
Because Nina's like, what are you talking about? Phyllis would have told me. And she said, but Phyllis didn't know.
I still feel like Phyllis found out at some point in time, though, because she was super sketch around Harmony. And like the last time that they asked her something about it, she was like, I don't want to talk.
I feel like there's been work environments that I've been in, though, that you have that person that you're just extra careful around. And maybe Harmony gave off those vibes. Lorraine at that time gave off those vibes. So when she found out that she was in a cult and like all these things, and she's like, all right, that kind of explains some stuff now.
Yeah.
So maybe.
Okay.
See, I'm not too trusting.
Thank you. Thank you for having your eyes open there.
I did like Sunny talking to Willow, though.
I liked Sunny talking to Willow. I didn't like Sunny talking to Drew because he's like, you know what's going on. You better tell me. And Drew's like, dude, it's not my place to tell you. You're going to find out. Trust me. But I don't want to be the one to tell you.
Yeah.
And he's like, this is my family. Nina's my family. Shut up. She's not your family. She's your girlfriend this week. Be quiet.
I also did not like when he said that she was his family. They're not even engaged. They're not talking long term. I mean, they're obviously not having fun, but they're.
Yes.
They're in a committed relationship, however. It's not like they have talked about...
And it's not like they've been together for years and years.
Right.
Like, after you've hit the five-year mark, okay, maybe she's family. But right now, she's still just your girlfriend that everyone still has an issue with because she's not very trustworthy.
Yes. Our buddy Steve also messaged us about Cameron Matheson was basically like a hand model this week with all of his hand gestures. Like, he was very... He could be a hand model. I pretty much got a screenshot by screenshot by screenshot circled.
Here's his hand.
Like, look, it's another hand model. I'm like, I cannot watch the show now. But it was funny to watch, though.
That's cute.
Oh, but before all that, though, because we didn't talk about Drew and Carly having the conversation about that she lied to him.
Yep.
And he's like, I need to know.
He like, totally called her out because she's everything. Like, I lied to you because I didn't want to pull you into the middle of this. And he was like, no, you lied to me because you thought I would think differently and you didn't want it exposed.
He distinguished between misleading and lying.
Yes.
Yep.
Because she did. I'm sorry I misled you. Nope.
And then he told her about the leukemia, which is what then drove her to needing to tell everyone. And she said that she was never going to tell Willow. When Willow did, and this is what I have always said, if Willow continued to say she wanted nothing to do with,
right,
except for now that Carly, if Willow was still saying that and Carly knew about Nina and then found out about Willow's leukemia, that's when Carly makes the decision to, should, this obviously is not how this played out, but that's when you don't take the sick girl saying, I don't want to know anything about my family.
Right.
If you can save her life.
Right.
But Willow sat there and told Carly how much she wants to get to know family or to find out if she has family. She said that multiple times without even having the sickness. So, yeah.
I just think I understand Willow wanted to keep it to herself because she didn't want everyone to know and to look at her different and whatever. But I feel like whenever you get leukemia, that's one of the first things that they tell your whole family to go and do, even if it's not very likely that they're going to match. It's go ahead. Like you were talking about being on the registry. I got on it when my niece had leukemia. Mm-hmm. Luckily, she did not end up needing a bone marrow transplant. But yeah, everybody went ahead and did that because why not?
Right.
So I just don't. I don't get why they wouldn't have discussed that and just waited around for a stranger to match.
But I also like how Drew called her out and said, I should have known that this is how this was going to go because this is who you are.
That hurt her feelings. That's not
then
nice.
Don't be that person.
That hurt her feelings. Not nice.
She is an adult. She knows better. Don't be that person if you don't want people to not like you because of it.
Right. I didn't like, just real quick, whenever Dante got Jocelyn called down to the police station by her thinking, hey, I'm just visiting my brother. And then it being that they wanted to interrogate her. And then they all said, oh, she called the attorney because she's just like her mom. She should have called her attorney. You had no right to call her down there.
And having an attorney is not a sign of guilt.
Nope.
it is a sign that you don't know the laws.
Right.
Like an attorney does.
Exactly. So, yeah, I didn't.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't like that they made it sound like she was guilty because she had to call her attorney. No.
Although, oh, is it her attorney or is that Sonny's attorney?
True. But I feel like she does a lot of stuff for Carly, too. I think it's like the family attorney. Do I have to get a new attorney just because I get divorced?
If you want nothing to do with the man and you want him completely out of your life and blah, 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 then you don't get
the best legal representation.
You don't get to tap into his resources then. He can have a bodyguard on you because he still loves you and still wants to protect you, even if you're going to fight against it. But you don't get go yelling at him.
She's not fighting that bodyguard anymore.
But then, right. But then that's how she found out too, is because Sonny called her in and he's like, I don't want to talk to you about who you're seeing or whatever. I need you to just let Michael know that I'm here if he needs anything. And she's like, what the heck are you talking about?
I thought that it was weird that he called her instead of Carly.
That's a really good point. Yeah.
I would be angry if my ex tried to have a family conversation through my 19-year-old instead of just calling me directly. Yeah. I would have a problem.
Yeah.
And it's not like him and Carly aren't on speaking terms.
That's what I was just thinking.
Still talk about Donna and everything. So,
right.
Why wouldn't you call her up and be like, hey, I know that we're not on the best of terms, but why didn't you tell me Willow had leukemia? And then she could have been like, what are you talking about? Or I just found out myself from Drew.
Yeah. And that's a good point. Mm-hmm.
And then Dante's like, what's the family emergency? Like, everyone knew within 3 hours.
Well, I mean, that's how technology works now. We don't have carrier pigeons,
but it
you
wasn't
know.
Text messages. It was actually seeing each other. That's because not how it always works.
They used the call feature on the phone and had them talking.
But they had them in person.
But they did.
Nobody talks in person
they
anymore.
They said, can you come here? I have to talk to you.
Nobody
and
talks
they did.
In person anymore. It's,
it's
so
a
weird.
Crazy concept. Back in the old days, I did like that. I don't like it, but I like that they're showing Joss struggling with her survivor's guilt and that Dex is like, yeah, you need to figure out a way to, you have to process that, but you're going to have to find a way to accept what has happened and be able to move on.
Right. They had some grown-up conversations. Like, she had that conversation, and then Cameron with Liz, that was a really good conversation.
It was.
When she's like, listen, I'm not trying to be a jerk, but usually that one thing is not the one thing. There's a bunch of other stuff. I don't mean to say that you were mean, but you didn't tell her about all the Spencer stuff, and that broke down your trust.
Right.
Boom.
I wish that had gone a little bit further, though, but I don't. He doesn't know that Joss was sleeping and interested in with someone else.
Right.
So he doesn't have that. So again, back to last week, he is going to internalize the entire breakup as his fault when it was not.
Yeah, I think he's just going to be really
angry. We both agreed, though, that Joss was overreacting because it was not the same thing with him keeping Spencer's secret was protecting Trina.
Yes.
And it's not like they had a ready conversation about it all the time.
No, I don't.
He was lying about it. He just didn't go to her and say, guess what Spencer's doing?
Yes. But I don't think that he's going to internalize the breakup. I think he's going to see them together in the next week or so and then flip out and be like, you should have been honest with me that there was another person in this relationship that I didn't know about.
I don't want to see Cam get hurt anymore.
He has a right to be angry.
I know he does. I have said that.
So, yes, he gets to be angry and then he won't carry that guilt around.
Okay. The poor kid's getting hurt left and right. But sorry. I do like that Joss and Dex talked about Oscar too.
Yes.
That was nice.
That was very nice.
That was a good conversation. Oh, but then because of all of that is when Michael and Willow called Chase and Brooklyn to come watch Wiley and Nina was still there. And Sonny walked out of a closet.
Right.
That is now a door.
Yes.
They couldn't have just had Chase and Brooklyn come inside. and then have Sunny come inside?
I guess not. Or that other doorway is supposed to lead to the kitchen. We've never seen the kitchen to know if there's a door off the kitchen. So he could have come in that way. Yeah. And then you could have just been like,
but we've seen that be a closet, right?
Yeah.
I feel like.
Yeah, like that part is never in the shots. It's just.
I don't know. I think it's been in the shots, but I feel like we have seen it. Why would
you have a door here and a door here to get into the same space?
Well, that could be the front door, and then that could just be the one next to the garage through like the breezeway. There's a breezeway on the gatehouse. I like breezeways.
Okay. Maybe.
I
still don't feel like, no. It's still too close together.
Oh, but the books in the solarium were the Birds of America. And then there was a book called Hearst, and it's about cherry blossoms. And basically, it's like a whole collection of cherry blossom paintings.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I was interested in that.
Apparently, you were.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and then Chase read The Wizard of Oz to Wiley. And somehow, he was at the end of the book, 5 pages in.
Yes, he was. Maybe it was a collection of stories.
Even Wiley could probably figure that one out. Be like, why?
And I feel like Brooklyn wouldn't have fallen asleep in 5 pages.
Yeah.
I know you're getting really tired as an adult, but 5 pages?
She's just exhausted from trying to manipulate.
I mean, that's tiresome work. She did offer to reschedule.
She did.
So that was nice, I guess.
And then I just wrote Gregory and Alexis. Literally could not focus on what they were saying, but she was so good at Kelly with Nina's. Or
Kelly's with Nicholas.
But she was so good at Kelly's with Nicholas.
Yes. Their conversation was stupid. She was telling him how he should be a real, like, investigative journalist now. And he's like, well, I couldn't do that because that's what my wife did. And somebody had to raise the kid. And she was like, yeah, but now the kid's all grown up.
So Portis, that's actually what I literally did not pay attention. Is that actually what they talked about?
Yeah.
So Jackie's just never coming back.
I guess not.
Oh, okay.
I don't know.
All right.
What? Yeah. He was like, I had to be a teacher or whatever, professor or whatever, because someone had to be
consistent because
for Chase.
Yeah.
And she said, yeah, but Chase isn't a kid anymore. So why don't you go pursue your dream now? And he's like, cause I feel like that type of reporting is meant for younger people. Cause they're like on the scene and like chasing the story and blah, blah, blah. And I'm too old for that now. And she was like, no, you're such a talented writer. And then they left.
Oh, somebody else. That was actually another one of the pipelines. I'm sorry. I forgot.
Someone else was bored with Alexis and him.
I actually think that's what it was. Hold on a second. Since Alexis and Gregory are getting closer, I'm wondering when Finn is going to tell his dad that he and Alexis used to go to the addiction meeting and then Netflix and chill. That was our new friend, Samantha.
Oh, I like it.
So I don't think that Finn is going to say how he and Alexis met, because I do feel like Finn honors the anonymous part of it.
Yes.
However, I do think that Alexis would tell Gregory because it is not a secret. Well, no, because neither is Alexis's.
I feel like he already knows that they know each other that way, though, from the day that she talked Finn down.
Yeah, that's what I was just thinking. I'm like, it's obvious pregnant. That they so, both. Yeah.
And he kind of said to her without saying to her, he said, I feel like my family owes you a thank you tonight or something.
Yeah.
And that was his way. Like, I actually liked that because that was his way of being like, I'm not going to ask you, but I got from that you know
the struggle. But they had already talked about it prior because.
But I don't know if
she was not drinking and she told him.
Yes.
Right. So he already knew that alcohol was a problem for her.
For her. Right. But the fact that she went and talked to Finn made it known that
they knew of each other's. Yeah. Yep. Yep. You're right.
So.
Okay. But yeah, when's it going to come out that, hey, Dad, remember when I slept with your now ex-wife
and then
the night before you got married? Fun fact, the woman that you want to date now, I slept with her too.
But then Alexis is going to be like, it's okay. Sam and I both slept with Sunny and Rick, so you can go ahead.
But then Alexis met with Spencer and she told him about Nicholas's plan. And he's going to pull a Michael and try to get the baby. And so that may be why he told Esme. Okay. I didn't think about that. Maybe that's why.
Yeah.
Because DNA-wise, it's going to show that he has the same DNA. I don't know if I mean, they found out that Gregory was the father of Chase and not Finn. So I would imagine DNA can get that specific.
Yes.
But at least on the surface, people know that Spencer and Esme had a relationship. So perhaps.
Yeah, but DNA tests go down that whole line.
That's what I'm saying. Right. But so, the people, like the outside people, aren't going to question when Spencer says that the baby's his.
Yeah, but it'll just take one competent lab person to run a DNA test to show whose is whose.
Oh, that's right. They're doing that now.
Yeah, it breaks it down. Like,
I mean, they're doing competency.
I have a whole map of Matt's DNA of what came from me and what came from Ryan. And it like...
Oh, wow.
It breaks. It's actually really interesting. It breaks it all down.
How do you get that?
Well, whenever your baby daddy's a jerk and denies paternity, that's what happens. You do a DNA test.
Well, but can you just get that done for fun?
I mean, I'm sure you probably can do a paternity test at any time. But yeah, it is an interesting chart.
So. Hmm. I might just go to the drugstore and buy one now.
Everyone will be like, what are you doing? Why do you need a
paternity test? I will Amazon it. Don't worry. I will Amazon it.
Oh, man.
Oh. But Spencer told Alexis that there is only one person in Esme's life who cares about her, and it's Maggie.
Yes.
And yes. I totally forgot that he had asked Sam
to
look for her.
He says, all I know is Maggie told her to stay away from her dad. And they're like, wait, what? Mm-hmm. So this is going to get good.
Mm-hmm. I'm sticking with, I think that Heather is Maggie.
Me too.
I'm sticking with it. I think that Heather is going to sneak out of jail and sneak into the hospital, how we know she does.
Yes.
And she's going to go in Esme's room, and Esme's going to say, Maggie. Yep. And
I agree. It'll be so good.
I love that. I am like so right about this.
Yes.
And I'm going to be so upset if I'm wrong.
No, I totally agree with you. So they need to write it that way, because that is what I want.
Okay.
That will be her first like memory.
I'm just like Maggie. Really proud of us. So I did start a new section of our year recap. I'm keeping track of things. I'm keeping track of what you and I are right about.
Okay.
Because not only do we obviously talk about things at the beginning of the year, like what are our hopes and everything, we talk about this every single week and we come up with these ideas.
We write the storylines if they just listen to us.
Right. They do. Carly just told Nina exactly what we said. Didn't you see the little as written by Amanda and Shannon from Pier 54, a General Hospital fan podcast?
I must have missed that.
Yeah, it was right there.
Okay. So really, I think we overcovered everything because
we had a lot of mini reality checks in there, but do you have any real
reality check
from this week?
Nothing too exciting. I finally painted Madeline's room
that
I've been saying I would do for the last year. So she has chair rail in her room.
Uh-huh.
So the bottom portion is teal that she picked out.
Okay.
And then the top right now is like a off-white tanny color. So I'm going to paint that just regular white.
Okay.
And then her headboard is a light purpley color. And so I found curtains on Amazon that do like the ombre thing that go from purple down to teal. So they'll pull it all together since they're
purple,
different colors, but it'll look pretty. So that was that. And then last night was another night at the races with my family. And it was fun. I drank a little bit too much. So this morning I was like, oh no, what time is it? But besides that, I had a DD. It was all responsible fun. So
cool.
Yeah, that was but I missed going out with you and our other friends.
That was an unplanned thing that I get a text at 9:00.
Did you have to change out of your jammies to go?
I had to change. Not out of my jammies, but it was a kid-free weekend, and I was just enjoying. I was actually working on the Brit and Brad stuff and had a little tiny pint of ice cream next to me.
Oh, fun.
And I was like, I'm old, guys. So our friend turned 31, and they still have this energy they like used to have. I'm okay. Like, if we get started and stay out, I can do it.
Right.
And then at 9:15, they're like, we'll be there in about 30 minutes. I'm like, oh my gosh, that is going to be almost 10 o'clock at night.
Now, see, I had the other side because my night at the races was like 10 minutes from where they had gone out to dinner. And then they said they were going to a local place. And I was like, oh, that should be perfect because my night should be ending right around there.
You were already out. You were already.
Right. I was just going to jump to the next
one.
Yeah.
Cuddled up at home by myself with my laptop and ice cream. But I did. I went out for a little bit. We didn't stay out too late.
No, you were really there till like 11 something.
Yeah. It was nice. It was just their exciting day had between when they left dinner and got there, they had wound down.
Okay.
So they're like, oh, why did we think that this was going to happen? You know, like their they lost their momentum.
Right.
So, and it was really, really loud. So
Saturday
like
night.
We couldn't even sit there and talk to each other.
Oh,
and it's a place that we've gone to before. So, so, and I kept telling them, I was like, I have to serve tomorrow at 8:30 in the morning at church. And they're like, you can just come out for one. I was like, guys, it's us.
Right.
That's not how that goes. But it did. So
that is good.
Yeah.
Mine went the other way of, I'm like, yeah, this should wrap up around 10 and then I'll come right there and meet you guys and we'll have a drink or two, blah, blah, blah. Well, my sister was not like in the mood to go home because she didn't have her kids either. They were doing stuff. And so
I'm
she was
party
like,
bell.
Yes. So she was like, one more. And I was like, oh, wow. I am like, now it's 2:30 and I need to go home.
I want to party with Val.
Maybe next time.
I saw her tipsy at that one.
Yeah.
We really don't drink as much as we kind of sound like we do.
No, we don't.
That's why it's a big deal when we say that we go out and do these things, right?
We do not, like on a normal day, I don't have anything to drink other than Dr. Pepper. And so the once every 3 months.
And that's the truth. Remember, she doesn't even have water.
Exactly.
She has water with her today, though.
Only because I overserved myself last night.
But right. But, I mean, it's.
Yeah. So like once every 3 months, whenever a night at the races comes up, because those are like my favorite things to do. Then it's the full-on experience.
Yes.
Including, it's part of your ticket. It's really only cost-effective.
Do you know what we forgot to talk about?
What?
During the recap?
What?
Dante let us know that Pier 54 has a camera.
Yes, he did.
Another thing that we mentioned should probably be there.
Yes. Yes.
Cameras. All right. Sorry.
No, that's okay.
I just looked down it because I have my, just a couple, you know, just.
And no, just, yeah.
Yeah.
No. I'm
so sorry.
Thank you, Dante. No. Now we really have to be careful.
Finish your thought. I'm so sorry.
Pier 54.
I got really excited.
You're allowed to get excited. No, I was saying that when we drink because the alcohol is included in our tickets.
So yeah.
It's cost effective.
Not for me. I don't drink beer.
Well, that's your own problem.
Yeah.
But if you brought a mixer, you get all the pop you can drink.
That is true.
Still does come out to a decent price because even pop out at clubs is expensive.
Yes.
So
that is true.
There you go. Follow me for more money saving tips.
So I had a really interesting week that I didn't realize how I had planned everything.
Okay.
Because we've been working on just updating our life insurance and we've been working on it for over a month. But then like mine came back this week. Well, then I have a friend who works for a cemetery and she puts the fun in funeral.
Okay.
That's her networking tagline because she does pre-planning needs.
Yeah.
And so I've known for like years, I want to do green burial. Like I've looked into it and all that. And so I started my funeral planning on Wednesday. Ooh. Well, I already know where I'm going to be.
Okay.
And working on all that. I mean, I already have my will. And then I had my first mammogram on Thursday.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Does not hurt as much as
really.
I kind of thought.
I still haven't done it.
You are over 40.
I am.
Amanda.
I am.
Amanda.
I am. Mm-hmm. But I don't have a family history of it. So although they recommend
neither
it
do I.
And give me the script if I want to go do it, they told me that I don't actually have
to. You don't even need
do
a script.
Until I'm 45.
You don't even need a script. And 40 is still too old for it to become. It should be started earlier. It should be.
Thank you, Dr. Shannon.
It should be. There are a lot of.
I understand.
Yeah, we're not getting into all of that, but they really should. But yes, that was something that.
I'm glad that you are taking care of your future needs as eerie as that is.
Well, so my son saw it on the calendar and he's like, what? And I explained to him, I said, well, here's the deal. It's expensive now. I get to lock in the price now.
Right.
And this is going, I was like, this is actually one of the most loving things that I can do for you, because you are not going to have to worry about this.
Right.
It'll be paid for.
Yeah.
I'll probably have it paid off in a year. Like, yeah. I'm doing a monthly plan, but it's really not, because it's just interest free. So,
oh, nice.
Why not? But I told him, I said, you know, it's not saying anything. And then I brought home the booklet, you know, and it has list all of your doctors, list all of your cards, like list the instructions on how to do these things, because mm-hmm. that is that way they have it all.
Mm-hmm.
And then they have, you know, the different. There was just, it's like a whole pre-planning thing. So I told him, I said, in 30 to 40 years.
It sounds like it's just another binder, and you love your binders full of information. So you had to do it.
Oh my gosh, that TikTok that I sent you this week.
Yes.
Guys, there was a TikTok, and it was create an in case I go missing binder. I liked his idea of taking a piece of your hair and taping it in the back. I don't know if that could actually work, though, because they don't know that that's your hair. To source it. But I think that if someone picked up a binder that I had prepared saying, in case I go missing, here are the things, the police should trust that I did only take my own hair.
Right. I would think they would.
Yes. So I loved that. Follow Amanda for money saving tips, and follow me for future needs planning.
Shannon for death advice.
For life planning. Life planning. Life planning. But yeah, so it was just really interesting. And then, yeah, wound up out last night. So
fun.
Good times.
Yeah.
So I guess you can join us on Thursday as we talk, get started talking about Britt and Brad's friendship.
Have a good week.
And we'll meet you at the pier.
Bye.
Bye.
If you enjoyed today's show, we invite you to go to pier54podcast.com to subscribe on your favorite platform. Don't forget to leave us a review. And you can also follow us on many social media channels. Just search for Pier 54 Podcast. Also, we are not perfect, so if there is something that we missed or messed up, just let us know by emailing us at pier54podcast@gmail.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.